Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI's weekly general audience returned to St. Peter's Square this Wednesday as the cold climes of winter gave way to the sunny blue skies of spring. Once settled beneath the crimson canopy on the raised altar, the Holy Father continued his catechesis on the lives of the fathers of the Church, this week taking a look at the figure of St. Ignatius of Antioch, the second century martyr. Let's listen.
Dear brothers and sisters, the subject of today's catechesis is St. Ignatius of Antioch. He was the third bishop of Antioch in Syria from the year 70 to 107. While traveling to Rome to face martyrdom, he urged the Christian communities through preaching and letters to be on their guard against emerging heresies, to remain faithful to the apostolic tradition, and to maintain ecclesial harmony and cooperation.
Indeed, church unity was a predominant theme of the Pope's audience, with the word unity appearing again and again in his catechesis.
Among the fathers of the Church, Ignatius is renowned for his intense desire for union with Christ, even pleading that his martyrdom come quickly in order to be with Jesus. Ignatius taught that unity is a prerogative of God, and so for Christians, unity is an imitation of the divine. In his letters, he insists on communion among believers and with their bishops.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.